Sit on your mat with your eyes closed. Sit comfortably tall. Turn your awareness to your breath. Observe your breath at the tip of your nose. Just it's a sense of touch, and you can feel your breath moving very gently in and out. Breath is even, steady in, even, steady out. There are no breaks, there are no pauses. Awareness to your whole body. Just taking note where you are feeling tense or tight. Taking note of where you're feeling relaxed and open. Take a deep breath in, fill your lungs full. A little bit more, and then release and sigh your breath out. Lie down. Lie down in Shavasana, the corpse pose. Lying on your back. Feet are mat width apart, toes releasing out sideways. Allow your hips to relax and settle into the floor. Arms rolling out sideways alongside of your torso, palms facing up. Feel your shoulders settling into the floor. Head, neck and trunk are comfortably aligned, left and right. Your eyes are closed. Now feel where you are relaxed in your body, your physical body. Feel where you feel a little tightness or discomfort in your physical body. Just take note and then turn awareness back to breath at the tip of your nose, the sense of touch. There's no effort to the breath, you're breathing naturally in and out. Breath is smooth, even in, smooth, even out. There's no breaks, there's no pauses. Now with awareness to your breath at the tip of your nose, take note whether one or the other nostril is flowing easier or more constricted. That's a simple note to self. Or is there one single flow of air, even through both nostrils? Awareness only to your right nostril. So focus awareness on your right nostril and pretend that you're breathing only through your right nostril. Follow your breath in through the right nostril and out through your right nostril. Do this again. One more time. And then turn awareness, focusing awareness to breath as it moves through left nostril and pretend that you're breathing only through your left nostril. Feeling breath as you breathe in through the left nostril and out through the left nostril. Now focus awareness on one flow of breath through both nostrils. and see, be aware if the situation has changed. One flow of breath now through both nostrils. And you can say silently to yourself, I am breathing in. I am breathing out. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. I am relaxed in the here and the now. And feel the waves of relaxation as you breathe in and breathe out. Bend your knees into your chest. You can open your eyes now. Gently hug knees into the chest. Roll a little right, roll a little left. Don't create too much tension, but just sufficient to flatten your spine to the floor, to feel your spine on the floor. And then extend your left leg to the floor, but squeeze the right knee into your chest. Rock a little right, rock a little left. And then swap around. Extend your right leg and squeeze your left knee into the chest. Just tight enough to feel it, just tight enough for your spine to be flat to the floor, rock left, rock right. And then release and extend your left leg. Now draw both knees into the chest, reach for the feet, take hold of the feet, lift the feet over the torso, separate your knees apart to the sides of your torso. Happy baby, and start to pull your knees down towards your armpits, but keep your spine flat. Rock right, rock left. And then find stillness. Release, squeeze knees into the chest. And then press the feet to the floor. Knees bend out sidewards. And then press feet together. You can bring your right hand to your belly, left hand to your heart. Focus awareness on your right hand and feel your right hand moving as you breathe in. The right hand raises slightly. The right hand falls slightly as you breathe out. Just feel your right hand moving up and down. Now focus awareness on the left hand. See if you can feel your heart beating underneath your left hand. You'll have to focus quite intently to feel your heart beating. But then once you feel it, it's there. Then draw your knees together. Separate your feet slightly apart. Hands alongside of your hips, press your hands down. Inhale breath, lift your hips up. Lift your lower back, middle back, upper back. You can bend your elbows. Point your fingers upwards, then wrap your hands around your hips and hold a half wheel. You can settle the weight of your hips into your hands if that's it feels good. Try and expand your chest to touch your chin as you breathe in. Breathe out. The breath is now even yet fuller in and even yet fuller out. So it's a full inhale and a full exhale, slightly slower than you normally breathe. Pressing into the balls of your feet, inhale breath, lift your heels away from the floor, lifting hips a little higher. So press the feet to the floor, lift hips higher, release the hands and lower down. Draw knees to the chest. Rock up to sit. Lean back into your hands, lower your elbows down to the floor, turn your palms up, lift your chest, puffing it upwards, exhale breath, allow your spine to arch downwards and just let your head drop back, fish pose and hold. And again, take awareness to breath. Feel how easy your breath is now. One flow of breath through both nostrils. Press the elbows down to expand the chest a little higher. Hold steady. Inhale, breath, lift chin up to your chest. Exhale, breath, lie down. Hands alongside of your hips. Press them down. Lift your legs up, both legs up. Press your legs together and flex your ankles and hold. Keep your lower spine flat to the floor. So now you need to engage your abdominals a little more to lift your feet over your hips. Flex your ankles and extend your heels upwards a little more and then release and sit up. Knees are still bent, feet are separate, hip width apart. Lean back into your hands for tabletop. Point your fingers forward, pressing into hands and feet. Lift hips up to an inverted tabletop and hold. 5 breaths here. Two more breaths. Chin to chest, inhale, breath, and exhale, breath, release down. Draw knees to the chest, wrap left arm around the knees, press knees together, lean back into your right hand and twist to your right hand side. Create a little more tension to twist a little deeper. And then turn to face forward, swap hands around. Pressing left hand behind your back, wrap right arm around your knees, twist to the left. Use the right hand, the right arm to create a little tension in the spine, making sure your sit bones are firmly grounded. Press left hand down to lift the chest up. And then take your gaze all the way. Cross your left shoulder to the back of your room. You're not looking up, you're not looking down, you're just looking perfectly level. Turn to the front. And then take hold of your feet. Shuffle your feet forward, maybe a ruler's distance. Now take a firm grip of your feet and pull your belly onto your thigh, pull your chest up towards your knees, keep your spine long. Take your gaze down to your toes and hold. Release. Extend your legs forward, flexing into your ankles. Bring your hands alongside of your hips. Don't fold forward yet. Hands to the side of your hips. Press your hands down. Lift your chest, but roll shoulders and relax them back and away from the ears. So keep your sit bones well grounded. Flex into your ankles. Lift your heels away from the floor by flexing your ankles. Now start to lean forward, crawling your fingers forward. Tilt your chest forward and fold forward, but keep your fingertips to the floor. Release and sit up. Bend your knees towards the chest, allow knees to release out sidewards. Press the feet together. Make a diamond shape with your legs, a generous diamond shape. So your feet are a little away from your groin. Take hold of the feet, ground your sit bones. Sit tall. And then with a long, straight spine, start to tilt your chest forward, pulling your chest very gently towards your feet. Release. Sit up. This time you're going to cup your hands behind your head, interlacing your fingers. So behind your head and not behind your neck. Point your elbows forward. Squeeze your chin a little to the throat as you lengthen the back of your neck. And now start to fold forward and aim the top of your head towards your feet. So you're rounding the spine this time, but be comfortable as you fold forward. So if you feel discomfort, just release a little up. And release. Lift up. Knees to the chest. Lean slightly to your right and make your way to hands and knees. Separate knees apart. Tuck your toes. Push your bum to your heels and ease your torso and abdomen between your knees, reaching your arms forward, lowering the forehead down towards the floor, an extended child's pose with your toes tucked. So you should feel it in your toes, maybe a little bit of unusual feeling in your toes as you release tension in your toes. Crawl your right fingertips forward. Crawl your left fingertips forward, but keep pressing your buttocks towards your heels. Release. Lift up. This time, point your toes and move to a deeper extended child's pose with your toes pointed. This time the emphasis is on pushing your buttocks firmly to the heels, crawling the fingers forward, creating length in your spine. Release and lift up to hands and knees. This time, bring your knees a little closer underneath your hips. Hips are directly over the knees. Walk your hands forward. Lower chest, chin towards the floor, but not all the way down to the floor. So you shouldn't be hanging into your shoulders for this pose. It's like a supported downward facing dog on your knees. Let your head release. But don't hang into your shoulders, so your chest, chin are off the floor. And your hands are pressing very lightly into the floor, supporting your chest and shoulders off the floor. And it's almost like you're pulling your hands backwards, but almost pushing your hands forward. So it's neutral position on your hands, but your hands are well grounded, fingers spread, and fingers tickling floor. Lift a little up as you inhale. Now walk your hands as far forward as possible, lowering chest and chin all the way down to the floor. Take your gaze forward if you can. Now you are sagging between your shoulders, opening across the chest more. From here, you're going to lift up, back onto hands and knees, tuck toes, and make your way to downward facing dog. In downward facing dog, walk into your dog by bending your right knee and straightening your left leg, extending left heel to the floor. And then swap around, bend the left knee, extend the right leg, extending the right heel to the floor. And then swap around again, bending right knee, straightening the left leg. Now bend left knee, straighten right leg, and then one more time. Find stillness and steadiness. Firmly pushing your hands away from you, lift your hips a little higher and try and push your chest 1, 2, 3 inches or centimeters closer to your knees, straightening the legs a little more, releasing heels to the floor. Walk your feet up towards your hands now. Separating feet hip width apart, taking hold of opposite elbows and folding forward over your straight legs into ragdoll. Now you're going to go through the same bending and straightening of your legs as you did in downward facing dog, but a little more consciously. Bend your right knee quite a lot, but straighten your left leg completely. Left foot is firmly grounded. Swap around. Bend the left knee forward, straighten the right leg completely. And then swap around. Right knee bends, left leg straightens. Left knee bends, right leg straightens. One more time. Try and feel it in the back of your straight leg each time. And each time you manage to straighten a little more. Now fold forward over both legs. Both legs are straight. Feet are firmly grounded. Walk feet out to the edges of your mat. Turn toes out sidewards, bend knees out sidewards, and sit in a yoga squat. Extend your arms forward. Hands are off the floor, maybe just the tips of the fingers on the floor. Rock forward a bit into your hands, press your hands to the floor, lift your hips a little up. Rock back, sit down in the squat again. Do this 2 more times, rock forward, lift your hips a little up, press your hands to the floor. And then exhale, sit down in the squat again. 1 more time. But this time, inhale, breath, press your hands down, lift your hips up. Fold forward as you exhale, walk your feet together. And then bend knees, tuck chin to chest. Inhale, breath, roll up 1 vertebra at a time. Standing at the front of your mat, mountain pose, Tadasana. Reach your arms up. Inhale, breath. Keep your gaze forward, clasp your hands. Exhale, breath, bend your torso to the left side. Keep your feet both equally grounded. Inhale, breath, lift your clasped hands back up to center. Try and extend and lengthen your spine. Keep it long as you bend on the exhale, breath, to your right side. Inhale, breath, back up to center. Invert your palms as you exhale. Try and gain some extra length. Inhale, breath here. Exhale, breath. Twist your torso now to the left. Inhale, breath through center. Exhale, breath. Twist torso to your right side. Inhale, breath back to center. And exhale, breath. Cup your hands behind your head. Point your elbows forward. This time, squeeze chin down to the throat. And start a forward roll. Take about 5 breaths to roll forward very slowly but deliberately, trying to create length and tension release in the back of your body. Try and squeeze your nose down towards the knees now. And then release your hands down to the floor. Inhale, breath, step your left foot back into a low lunge. Lower the left knee down to the floor. Lift head and chest up. Hands onto your right knee. Ease your hips forward. Keep your chest lifted. Clasp your hands behind your back. Press palms together. Make a fist. Ease your hips forward. Lift your chest up. Now release your clasped hands. Reach your arms up. Inhale breath. Look up. And then exhale breath. Press your hands to the floor. Tuck your left toes. Straighten the left leg. Inhale breath. Step right foot back. Plank pose. And exhale breath. Lower knees and chest and chin down to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra. Slide your body forward. Ground the hips. Lift head chest up. Exhale breath. Tuck toes, push seat to heels, lift hips, straighten legs, downward facing dog. Inhale breath, step your right foot forward, lunge. Lower the left knee down to the floor. Lift head chest up as you inhale, pray to the heart center. Twist to your right hand side, pressing the left elbow to the right knee. Try and stack your prayer and hold. Holding here, five steady breaths. Breath is still long, even in, long, even out. Release your twist. Keep your prayer to your heart center. Inhale breath, reach prayer up, look up. And then exhale breath, press your hands to the front of the mat. Straighten your left leg. Inhale breath, step left foot forward. And fold forward over both legs. Bend knees, tuck chin to chest. Inhale breath, roll up to stand. And exhale here. Reach your arms up. Inhale breath. Clasp your hands. Look forward. Exhale breath. Bend your torso to the left side. Inhale breath. Reach arms up to center. Exhale breath. Bend your torso to your right side. Inhale breath. Reach arms up to center. Invert your palms. Exhale breath. Extend your palms upwards. On an inhale breath, extend your palms up. A little more. Now twist your torso to your left side as you exhale. Inhale breath through center. Exhale breath, twist torso to your right side. Inhale breath to the center. And this time you're going to release your hands behind your back, clasp hands, make a fist. Inhale breath, lift your fist away from your lower back. Exhale here. Inhale breath, lift your fist a little higher. And then exhale breath, fold forward over your legs and hold. If you need to bend knees a little, just bend knees a little. You're here for only three breaths. Two more breaths. And now release your hands down to the floor. Inhale breath, step your right foot back, lunge. Lower the right knee to the floor as you exhale. Lift head and chest up, hands onto your left knee. Exhale breath, ease your hips forward, lifting chest and roll shoulders back. Now clasp your hands behind your back, press palms together, make a fist. And shift a little deeper. Prayer to heart. Inhale breath, reach prayer up, look up. Exhale, bring your hands to the front of your mat. Press them down. Tuck your right toes. Inhale, straighten your right leg. Step your left foot back. Plank pose. Exhale breath, lower knees, then chest and chin down to the floor. Inhale to a low cobra. Lift head, chest up. And exhale, breath, tuck toes, push seat to heels, lift hips and straighten legs. Downward facing dog. Inhale, breath, step left foot forward. Lower the right knee to the floor. You're going to twist to your left hand side, lift head, chest up, prayer to the heart, and exhale, breath, twist to your left, pressing right elbow to the left knee, and hold. Five breaths. One more breath in. And out. Turn to the center, prayer to heart. Inhale, breath, reach prayer up. Exhale, breath, hands to the floor. You can tuck right toes, straighten right leg. Inhale, step right foot forward. And exhale, fold forward. Bend knees, tuck chin to chest. Inhale, breath, roll up to stand. And exhale here. Bending knees, deep. Inhale, reach up, chair posture, Utkatasana. Exhale, standing forward, fold. Separate feet out to the side edges of your mat. Turn toes out sideways, bend knees and sit in a yoga squat. Reach arms up, inhale breath. And exhale breath, sit down. Extend your legs forward. Grounding the sit bones, flexing the ankles, sit tall, inhale breath. Exhale breath, start to hinge forward and fold forward into Paschimottanasana. If you need to bend knees to take hold of your feet, then bend knees to take hold of your feet. Take your hands, drop them over your feet, and now start to push your feet forward, but resist with your hands. Release and sit up. Squeeze your right knee deep into the chest. Right knee to the floor. Square to the left leg. Sit tall. Inhale breath and exhale breath. Fold forward over your left leg. Lift up, inhale breath, you're going to twist to your right hand side, pressing your left hand onto your right knee, pressing the right hand behind your back. Turn to the front. Draw your right knee to the chest. Extend the right leg forward and draw the left knee into the chest. Sit tall, inhale breath, release left knee to the floor, fold over your right leg as you exhale. Next inhale breath, sit up. Twist to your left hand side. Pressing your left hand behind your back. Pressing your right hand onto your left knee. Turn to the front. Draw both knees into the chest. And lie down. Extend your left leg and squeeze the right knee into your chest. Clasp your hand underneath your right thigh and extend your right leg upwards. Bend your right knee, press your right foot to the floor. And allow your right knee to release right down to the floor. So opening your right knee down to the right. Hands alongside of your hips, allow your hands to roll out sideways. From here, you're going to lift your right knee up again, squeeze your right knee into the chest, and taking your left hand, pull and push the right knee down to the floor on your left side of your body. Extend your right arm out sidewards from your right shoulder, and twisting to the right, look across your right shoulder to your right fingertips, and hold. Release, squeeze right knee into the chest, and then you're going to swap around. Squeeze the left knee into the chest. Clasp your hands underneath the left thigh. Extend the left leg up, flexing into the left ankle, and hold. Release, bend the left knee into the chest. Press the left foot to the floor and allow the left knee to release down to the floor. Left side of your body, pressing the left foot onto the inside of the right thigh. Hands alongside of your hips, palms face up and relax into your back. Left knee squeezes into the chest. Inhale, breath. Right hand presses the left knee to the floor on the right side of your body. Extend left arm out from your left shoulder and look across your left shoulder to your left fingertips. Release your twist, draw the left knee into the chest. Draw the right knee into the chest. Squeeze yourself up into a very tight ball, as tight as possible. Squeezing and lifting your forehead to touch your knees, and then release and relax and lie down on your back. Roll over onto your belly. Bring your hands to the front of the mat, stack your hands and rest your forehead on your hands. And gently rock your body right, rock your body left, almost like a little shimmy shake, relaxing the front of your body to the floor. And then prop yourself up onto your forearms and elbows, pointing your fingers forward, elbows underneath the shoulders. Point your toes back, so lengthen your legs until your legs are starting to lengthen and strengthen. You'll feel this by experiencing your knees lifting a little from the floor and your hips grounding a little more. Now, pressing your hands down onto the floor, start to straighten your arms. Elbows start to lift away from the floor. Chest starts to lift. Expand chest forward. Roll shoulders back and away from the ears and look forward and hold. Sphinx pose. Holding steady for 5 breaths. Release down to the floor. Lie down on the floor. Extend your arms backwards, palms face up. Press your legs together. Point your toes away from you. Press your hips firmly down, belly firmly down. Lift your head, chest up. And lift your legs up too. Locust posture. Holding here steady for 5 breaths. Lift a little higher for your last inhale and exhale, breath, release and lie down. Roll over onto your back again. Bending your knees, heels to the buttocks, separate feet hip width apart. Pressing into the feet, lift hips, lower back, middle back, and upper back away from the floor. Squeeze shoulders underneath the chest, clasp hands, and make a fist. Lift hips as high as possible by pressing feet firmly to the floor, releasing your clasped fist. Lower the back down to the floor. Shimmy shake your spine into the floor. Keeping your knees bent, heels are still close to the buttocks. Bend your elbows and point your fingers directly upwards. Looking at the height of the fingertips, pressing into the feet, lift your hips above the height of the fingertips, inhaling up, and on an exhale, release your spine consciously, gently down to the floor again. On an inhale breath, pressing into the feet, lift hips, lower back, middle back, and upper back up, hips above the height of the fingertips. Exhale breath, curl your spine down to the floor again. Number 2. Do this 3 more times. Inhale breath, lift hips up. Exhale breath, release down. That's number 3. Inhale for 4. Exhale, release down. Inhale 5, lift up. And exhale 5, release down. Squeeze knees into the chest, rock a little right, rock a little left. Inhale breath, rock up to sit. Find a comfortable seat on your mat. You can sit on a block or on a cushion. Sitting comfortably cross-legged on your mat. Take your right arm across the chest, hooking your left forearm on the right upper arm, squeezing your right arm into your chest. So your right fingertips are pointing directly left. Right arm is straight. Now bend your elbows, hook your left elbow underneath your right elbow, bring your hands into eagle arms. Lift your elbows up to the height of the shoulders, point your fingers up, look up to the fingertips, inhale breath, lift your fingertips as high as possible, keep your gaze to the fingertips, and exhale breath, release your arms and roll your shoulders out, either forwards or backwards or both. Now take your left arm across your chest, extending your left arm to the right. Hook your right forearm on your left upper arm and squeeze your left arm into your chest. Now release, hooking your elbows, hands into reverse prayer for eagle arms. Start to lift your elbows up to shoulder height and hold. Pointing your fingertips up, look up to the fingertips and lift your fingertips as high as possible, looking up. And release and roll your shoulders out. Extend both arms up. Bending your right elbow, drop your right hand behind your back. Right fingertips, drop your right hand behind your back. From the top down. With your right fingertips, feel your spine. Now take your left hand, press it on top of your right elbow, and press your right fingertips down your spine. Keep your gaze forward. Release. Extend both arms up. Bend your left elbow, drop your left hand behind your back. Point your left fingertips down your spine. Take your right hand, press it on top of your left elbow and press your right finger, your left fingertips down your spine. And release. Release your arms, extend them up first and then release them alongside of your hips. Roll your shoulders out, clasping hands behind your back. Press palms together, make a fist and try and extend your fist to touch the floor behind your back. With your gaze forward, start to lift your fist away from your low back. And now release. Release your hands. Roll your shoulders out forward. And then backwards. Turn to the wall. Take your mat to a wall. And lie on your back with your legs up against the wall. Buttocks up against the wall. Inversions. If you need to bring a block underneath your sacrum to make yourself comfortable against the wall, then do that. Extend your legs directly up against the wall, flexing into your ankles. And with your ankles flexed, try and extend your heels up 1, 2, 3 centimeters a little more up the wall. You can bring your hands to the floor alongside of your hips. Now open your legs wide. Wide apart. But your legs are still pressed against the wall. Your ankles are still flexed. With your legs wide apart, bend your knees and press your feet flat to the wall. Your feet are pointing sort of 45 degrees up the wall. It's like a reclining squat. From here, leave your knees bending out sideways, but press the soles of your feet together. Draw your knees together. Extend your legs up against the wall again, flexing into your ankles. Now, if you'd like to try a shoulder stand, option here is to bend your knees slightly, press your feet to the wall. As you press your feet to the wall, your hips will lift away from the floor. Lift your hips up as high as possible away from the floor. Maybe you need to press into your toes to get your hips over your shoulders. Then bend your elbows and bring your flat hand to support your lower back. You can keep your body supported by keeping your knees bent, feet are still on the wall, or you can extend both legs up, one leg at a time. Alternate your legs, or both legs up. Just here for 5 breaths. 4 breaths. 3 breaths. 2 breaths. 1 breath. To release out of it, bend your knees, press your feet back to the wall, release your hands from your lower back, and then allow your spine to curl back down to the floor. Right hand to your belly, left hand to your heart, close your eyes. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel your right hand moving as you breathe in. Right hand rises. Right hand falls as you breathe out. Awareness now to your left hand. See if you can feel your heart beating in your chest. Now you can draw your knees to your chest, you can roll to your right hand side and lie on your mat again, on your back for Shavasana, rest. Make yourself comfortable, make yourself as comfortable as you can without any fuss. If you need to wrap yourself up in a blanket, wrap yourself up in a blanket. If you need a cushion underneath your head, then bring a cushion underneath your head. Feet are at the side edges of the mat. Allow feet to release out sidewards. Hands alongside of your torso, palms facing up. Head, neck, and trunk are comfortably aligned left and right. And relax your whole body now. Awareness to your whole body, from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes. From the tips of your toes up to the top of your head. Body is relaxed. Scan your body for any tension that you might still be feeling. And if you find tension, take awareness to that part of your body and simply say to that body part, relax. Now awareness to breath. Breathe as though you are breathing into your whole body. Imagine that you're breathing into your whole body. And feel the breath relaxing you deeper. And each breath relaxes you deeper. It's almost like a wave of relaxation that washes over you. Ah. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. I am relaxed in the here and the now. I have nowhere to go. I have nothing to do, just to be. You can start to take this relaxed feeling out into the world with you. Start to move your fingers, move your toes, your ankles and your wrists. Roll your head to your right side and then to your left side. And then extend your arms overhead, giving yourself a full stretch, body stretch. Fill your lungs full of your breath and release your breath and relax your breath out. Draw knees to the chest. Inhale. Roll a little right, roll a little left. And then roll to your right hand side. Into a fetal position. Hold the fetal position on your right hand side for 3 breaths. Each breath acknowledging the efforts that you put into this practice. Thanking yourself for making the effort to practice, to release and let go of any tensions, any worries and concerns. From here, you can sit up, sitting on your mat comfortably. Eyes are closed. Take awareness to your nostrils. Just feel your breath breathing in and breathing out through the nostrils. One even flow of breath, relaxed, steady. Smooth, no breaks, no pauses. Prayer to your heart center. Namaste.